Hey gang, it's your good friend Jay Black, and let's be clear, your friends and family don't love you as much as Speaking Millennial does. I mean, sure, they got you gifts, but did they get you what you really want? Did they get you a live podcasting experience at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick? Of course not. They don't love you like we love you. So that's why we put together a live podcast of Speaking Millennial on January 17th, 2018 at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, at 7:30 p.m. Jay, that's me. Bill, that's the good-looking one. Jessica, that's the better-looking one. Let's be clear. I'm a troll. No, nobody should. In fact, they're at the live podcast, there's going to be a tarp over me just to keep everyone's mind and soul clear. But we're going to be at the Stress Factory. You can come see us live, see a live production of the show. All you have to do is go to stressfactory.com, click on January 17th, The Millens. That's right. It's an award show, and it's the best kind of award show. It's a millennial award show in which every single person wins an award. That's right. Participation Trophy Award Show. It's the coming thing. We've pioneered it. So come see us at the Stress Factory, January 17th, 7:30. We would love to see you there.
I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands. Located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome back to Speaking Millennial. We had a countdown. It's all good. How about that, Jessica? Great. It worked.
Nicely done.
It worked. I'm here with my co-hosts, Jessica Nutt, at Chasing Jess Nutt on Twitter, and Jay Black, and he's on the internet somewhere. We've got a special guest today. Tommy Farrell's here.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you guys for having me.
A real millennial.
A real millennial.
In the flesh.
Are we going to
debate
that or no?
This guy's so knee deep in millennialism.
Wait, are you? You're a legit millennial.
And he asked to move in with me.
23.
Well, wait, what did we decide though?
Millennials? Wait, Tommy, you're living on Jay's couch?
Yeah, I met him. He's like, hey, it's me, Tommy. Can I live in your couch? And then he said, you know what he said? He said, I can't find a job because of baby boomers. So that's how millennial he is. He just
is that what happens?
And then he blamed it all on my parents for not having a job.
That's right. So, but he didn't have to. His parents were right there with him, hovering over him and said, is Tommy doing all right? Because can we talk about how Tommy's doing? And I said,
shoes on the table right now.
Yeah, what a millennial.
This is why I spill things.
That's so weird.
Tommy's
my
parents
just
untied his shoes for him.
You don't have an
app that ties your shoes for you?
Where's my shoe tying app?
We're disrupting the shoe tying industry with our brand new app. You can download it on Google Play. It's called Plexi Foot.
So a couple things. One, so Tommy, I met Tommy here at New Jersey 101.5 as he was a fill-in producer.
Still am.
You were there, right? You're still doing it.
Yeah.
But you went to college.
Yep.
Played football.
Yes, sir.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Stonehill College. It's a small Catholic school right outside of Boston, like 20 minutes south of Stonehill. I know you're familiar with Stonehill.
I know it. Yeah, I know Stonehill.
And by the way, every school near Boston is a Catholic school just by default. I mean, just the people that show up there make it Catholic. Because, you know, this is a public school, but might as well be. Let's,
very small school.
98.5% Catholic.
So you graduated.
Graduated in May.
Now what are you doing?
Now I'm at Newhouse School of Communications at Syracuse.
See, the other thing millennials do is they are constantly going to school.
Yeah. You go back to the place that's
safe. School.
Yeah,
why get a job when you can just be thousands of dollars
in
debt?
I love the honesty.
Yeah.
I love the honesty.
And you know what? The honesty here is you're going into debt to get a job in the radio industry, which is not the best plan.
We can tell you firsthand. Let me tell you. We can tell you how that works out.
Going to teaching would be much more profitable.
My sister-in-law.
Right. Especially if you get into management. We learned that.
I had a sister-in-law that went to UPenn grad school to be a social worker.
Yeah, and really? That's a program.
Yeah, I know. We were all doing the math on that, going and saying, like, oh, this will be great. You'll be able to pay off your debt by $21.75. I mean, conservatively.
Social workers are making like $18,000 a year.
I think the only thing that I could possibly think of is she's also selling meth to the people she's social working with. Because otherwise, how do you make any money doing this?
Wait, so at Newhouse School, did they give any feedback on the beard?
That's a very good question. So the news professors don't like it. The sports professors are all for it.
Really?
So
Where is Newhouse School? Where is that?
It's in Syracuse University. It's right in front of the campus. It's like right when you're looking at Syracuse, it's like the first building on the right.
Adjacent. Totally familiar with that.
Yeah. I've been to there.
Yeah.
I went to Ithaca College for a semester and it was really cold. And I didn't like walking through snow that was piled up higher than my knees every day.
It's a miserable place.
I
performed at Ithaca three weeks ago. I performed at Ithaca College.
I
walked up like three flights of stairs and I was like, I would drop out of the school immediately. I had to walk up.
No elevators? I don't believe in elevators.
I mean, I was outside walking up steps and I'm like, if I had to walk
every day.
Really?
And then outside they take the lunch trays and then they like skate back down to the dorms at the bottom of the hill. I was at the bottom part. There's top parts and bottom parts.
So that is a thing now with the younger kids
to take your lunch tray and they sell snowboard.
They sell them at like Target, Walmart. You can buy it.
Oh,
yeah, they're like $7.
Sure myself and Jess were just stealing like the high school from the kids. Cafeteria. They did that too.
Yeah,
I did that at Stonehill too.
Well, we now buy them for $7.
They
sled down hills with these little trays. They call them dine and dash.
Okay, here's
the dine and dash.
Isn't that an app?
Yeah.
Isn't that like a video game on your phone? Or Diner Dash? Isn't
that Diner Dash? Where it came from.
By the way,
$7 and this is what they go sledding with.
In 700 years, when the whatever race of either different people or aliens are like digging through the rubble of the American Empire and they're looking for the moment that it ended.
Well, thankfully, Trump has put us on the right path. I think we're going to get more than 700 years. But
it would be this.
We can. It would be all over the dates.
This conversation will be taught in classes. It's like, children of the 21st century would buy lunch trays for the specific purpose of sliding on sleds. And then one said, isn't there an app for that?
And they're citing this podcast as their source, as a credible source.
Yes. And America collapsed 8 days after that. It was like this.
Or this podcast will also be their form of like a Bible. In the future, because they're going to learn everything that they need to
from
know.
This. What from else do you need to know?
What happened to America? And they're going to, let's go back.
America the Holy Bible right at speaking millennial.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to try to recreate Twitter just by us talking about it.
And it's gonna possible, be like, you know.
Well, I guess it's just a thing where people just fling shit at each other. So, like, I guess we all should get together and fling shit.
Can I go back to the stairs?
Was that? Yeah.
Why are there so many stairs at Ithaca?
Because it's built on a hill, right?
Yeah, there's gorges. Ithaca's gorgeous. Gorges everywhere.
Got it.
It is. It's really pretty.
That sounds like a t-shirt.
I'm selling t-shirts over here.
Yeah. But no, it's hills everywhere. And by the way, Cornell right across the street, and they told me about Suicide Bridge. Did they tell you about Suicide Bridge when you were there, Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
Where all the Cornell kids go to kill themselves because of the pressure that they're under. And by the way, if you're killing yourself at Cornell, that's lower tier Ivy. Relax.
There's a mix, though.
It's not like you're at Yale.
The sensitivity. The sensitivity this man has.
I mean, you should have killed yourself when you got your acceptance
letter.
Is it
gorgeous out there, though? Is it nice?
Yes.
It's nice, right?
Except, like, not when it's covered in snow, which is 99% of the year.
I think I would love the snow.
But it's such a different kind of snow in upstate New York. It's an ugly snow. It's like a polluted snow. It turns black right away once it hits the street. It's not like a beautiful flurry.
It
just graces it's like this. The ground.
Like Norman Rockwell.
You know when I was in Ithaca when Obama got elected for the first semester, people lost their freaking minds on that campus.
Yeah, I'll bet that is a pretty conservative area, right?
Like they were happy or they were sad?
They were so happy.
Oh, they were happy.
They were so happy. Oh, they literally like tore the campus apart partying.
Very.
Especially in the I don't think I've been to Syracuse. Because upstate New York, when you go north,
right,
I Troy, Schenectady, Albany,
Republican. 3 hours south of Syracuse.
Of course, it's Republican. It's all failed steel towns. Or like, you know, remember when we had manufacturing 85 years
ago? Trump is bringing it back. We'll see. Now, wait a minute. The tax plan just passed 2 weeks ago.
You know what I did in Syracuse?
Give it time.
Yeah.
I went to the dirt racetrack.
Where is that?
That's where dirt races each other?
Syracuse.
I've never even heard of it.
Like, what do they race? Bikes? Dirt bikes?
Like cars.
Oh,
really?
Like dirt race cars.
Coolest thing I've been to is the Carrier Dome and a Syracuse Chiefs baseball game.
What is that?
Wow.
The Carrier Dome?
Is that the name of their stadium?
It's their basketball arena, but the football team plays in there. The lacrosse team plays in there. It's one of the biggest.
Oh, they play indoors? In the country.
So did you play them when you were playing for Stonehill?
No.
No?
No. Stonehill's... No, Stonehill's Division 2.
No,
Stonehill's Division 2 is partial scholarship. We played schools... like Assumption.
He goes to Syracuse, different schools.
Ithaca's 1AA.
Oh,
there's
Ithaca is on the same level.
I'm still thinking about the stairs in Ithaca, so I'm not beyond that yet.
Compare Ithaca to Monmouth.
Got it. Okay.
Compare Syracuse to Notre Dame, Alabama.
Oh, all right.
And then Stonehill.
So you could have played Ithaca.
No. Stonehill plays Assumption, Bentley, St. Anselm, Bloomsburg.
I had friends at Assumption.
Yeah.
So and St. Anselm.
Division 2. And then Division 3 or schools.
We never got into the beard conversation.
Yeah. Assumptions.
See, this is what happens. She moves us along.
Yeah.
It's almost like chapters. She's watching the time. She's like, let's go.
Assumption's an easy college to go to because you could just leap to any conclusion you want.
No, you're right. I'm with you.
Sorry.
People are like, how'd you get to that conclusion? Eh, I just thought of it.
Wait, Ithaca's Division 3. I think I confused myself. Ithaca is small. Ithaca is like
but TCNJ. Stonehill's Division 2.
Stonehill's Division 2.
Got it.
Ithaca's like TCNJ.
So,
yeah, you have no idea.
Let's talk about the beards.
I grew a beard.
Now, Tommy has always had a beard.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously not always, but since I
came out of the womb with a beard.
Every time I've seen Jay in the past couple of weeks, he's like, I'm growing a beard. You like it? I don't care if you like it or not. I'm growing it.
Do you agree, though, the beard is growing rapidly? When did we just see Jay?
I feel like he's pretty equivalent to Tommy.
I'm a very hairy person.
Let's see.
Yeah, we're very hairy.
There's a color difference.
Yeah.
Slightly.
I'm just noticing that.
You know what, Bill?
I'm thinking Tommy is dyeing his black. That's what I'm thinking.
Bill, here's what I'll say.
Look how black it is. Don't you think?
I know that as a conservative, you're very concerned with color.
It's really dark.
Bill, as a liberal, I don't see color. So it's the same color. All I see.
The same color.
I look there, I see
this. It's not white and black.
It's just... You know what? It's just hair. It's just hair, brother. It's just hair.
Why do you guys like not shaving so much?
Well, okay. I was talking about this with Tommy earlier. Shaving to men, I think, is like dessert to women in the sense that we get like, we're always looking for excuses to do it. Right, like you
more
know,
like drinking wine
or whatever. Yeah, it's like you know, where you go like, hey,
wait, we're looking for excuses to shave.
So like Movember,
excuses to
not shave.
It's always like Movember or like we're in the playoffs, we can't grow a beard.
Well, I was telling him, I was like, I've grown my beard out a lot longer than this. And I was like, all the linebackers
just
grew our beards.
That's what you do.
Now, I feel compelled to tell people it's a movie. I'm doing a movie, so I have to have this like this. And my wife likes it, so I got to do that. But I feel compelled to tell people because otherwise they're like, why are you doing that? Because obviously, I think it's that part where they go, do you think you look good? Because, you know, there's not much you can do. You're kind of
there are beard fans and there are non-fans.
And
people have an opinion about it, though.
They were asking each other for a lot. Yeah, it is very divided.
And I'll ask Jess, I feel as if girls hate beards on guys, and the guys like when, like, all my boys are like, oh, your beard looks awesome, man. And
guys
then my girlfriend's like, when are you getting rid of it? My mom's like, where's my son or Jace?
They're like, how did you get to grow a beard? How come I can't do it?
Yeah.
I've done it a few times. I did it when I worked in real estate. I went on a two-week vacation, didn't shave, came back with a beard. And it was... It like caused different meetings and conversations. So like, oh, something's wrong. Maybe he's midlife crisis. Maybe he's going to quit. I'm like, no, I just went on vacation and I'm like, I like this. This is easy.
Did you shave and walk around with like a mustache or a goatee for a week too?
I thought about that and then I didn't.
I've done so many different designs. I mean, I've done the Fu Manchu. No, I've done just the mustache, a goatee.
I went 2 months. And then at some point, I could tell it was making people uncomfortable.
You know,
because it was corporate America.
How long did it get?
Yeah, I don't know. It was...
I wonder if...
And then you quit. And then he wanted to tell
what's funny is then I actually did quit.
You had a midlife
crisis. So they were right. Yeah. I'm like, actually, you were right a couple months ago when you said I was going to quit because I am quitting now.
You think if you were in a gay couple, you would ask, like, you can't both have beards, I would imagine, because you kiss.
I don't think that's true.
And Velcro to each other.
I mean, it's a weird conversation to start, but just to play it out for me, I don't think beards work like Velcro.
I don't think so. If you just,
I don't think it works that way exactly.
You know, Bill, you get to judge.
This is the conversation that replaces your morning radio show. Colin.
Wow, right.
Do you think gay guys can both have beards? Give us a call on New Jersey.
They stick together like Velcro. So Jay is filling in for me. Now, this already happened a couple weeks ago. He did a great job. The Friday before Christmas.
Yep.
And then the Tuesday afterwards.
Assuming they ask me back.
And the Millens are like happening like today, right?
No, Millens happen next week.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Jay's... On top of it.
January 1st is a Monday.
Yeah, so this is January
10th. Mike from Medford was on January 10th.
January 3rd. January 10th.
Episode 41.
Yeah.
I can't keep it straight.
I'm not keeping it straight either. Sorry.
So the Millens,
Bill,
though, we're going
to... keeping it so not straight, you can't grow a beard because then you would fuse to your
boyfriend.
There are
two issues I have because I can't even wrap my head around that conversation. Yeah. So moving past it, we have sponsors.
Yes.
And we have ads that we now drop in.
Yes. We have ads that we're going
to
drop in.
Here's the issue.
Wait.
We have a new sponsor.
We do?
Rob DeKansky.
We do?
Is that settled in there?
Yes. So this episode, we have to drop that in.
Yeah, we can
record that. This conversation came up.
This is why I bring it up.
Yeah.
Bill, all we need you to
do
is...
So we now have Flemington Car and Truck Country.
Stress Factory.
Vinny Brand, Stress Factory. And Rob DeKansky, RE/MAX First Advantage.
That's fantastic.
And the story that I tell on the air is true, that they sold my house in 3 days.
Wow.
And then what about the car? How long did it take you to pick out the car?
Oh, the car's great. The Jeep.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Jeep.
Did you do what I did? I picked out my car in literally 10 minutes.
It took me 8.
I said, it took me 7.
6.
I should have been in touch with you last week. I just got a new car, and I said, I don't think I ever want to lease again.
Not call us. We've got sponsors. This is what we do.
You bought a car instead of lease.
Yeah,
because I think my lease is almost up.
Let me tell you.
What are you
going to
do?
Well, I'm going to Notre Dame the day after Christmas. I'm interning at WNDU, the NBC station out there, and I'm going to live with my cousin and the basketball team because my cousin's on the basketball team out there. So my lease was up on the 22nd.
What kind of car?
It was a Ford Fusion. It was a 2-year lease. My dad got a phenomenal deal. Well. This lease is up.
Thank you,
Dad. Would have been better at Flemington Car and Truck Country. I'm just saying.
Long story short, it was. I felt violated leaving the dealership with a brand new car. I was like, I should be happy, but I'm not.
It's expensive to buy a car.
Yeah.
First off, hashtag me too. Second off. I'll tell you how.
Wait,
good
not Steve, related to the beard conversation. No, this was about the car.
I'm going to tell you how good Steve Califer and Flemington Car and Truck Country is. I showed up with my car. I had hit a hitchhiker. As I was driving there, he was still wiggling.
True story, by the way.
On my bumper.
Not a lumberjack.
A dead, I think he was a drifter. I don't know.
Yeah.
He looked like he didn't have anyone in his life, but he was still twitching.
He had like his gray beard. Yeah,
he was a beard velcro to your windshield.
We made out for a little bit. He was dead, or dying. And I said to him, can we do something about this? And they said, don't worry about it. We'll still get you a great deal. On your trade-in. And they did. They got me a great deal. So listen, you can kill whatever you want on your way there. They'll take care of you. I don't know.
We keep sponsors, Jessica.
Velcro
it's amazing.
Beard, huh?
It's amazing.
To this day, I don't know where they buried that body.
But
that's the Steve.
So that service.
What's our new sponsor service. To bring it around?
Yeah, let's come back to, Rob DeKansky.
Yep.
And Steve Califer, hopefully until he hears this podcast, and then he'll be looking for another one.
Of course, I'm joking.
My dad is coming, so we can pressure him to work with... That'll be great.
That's right. So Jessica's dad, the spy.
Right, yes.
Is coming for episode 41.
I don't know which episode number we're on.
So wait, your dad is going to be on the episode the day of the Millens.
Well, no, that's the next episode we're recording.
Which is good because he's not.
Yes, he's stopping
in.
He's coming in today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. I'm getting a ride. Thank you, Dad.
Isn't that nice?
Yep.
So dads are four.
Yeah, that's literally the only. I made the baby. I hung out. I'm hanging out
rides.
Until they need a ride. That's it.
And pay for things.
And by the way, I love saying that I'd say to my kids, I did 50% to make you. And my wife just goes, you did not. And I was like, well, I mean, it was 2.5 minutes. But I mean, from a genetic point of view, I was responsible for most of this.
It devolves quickly, Tommy.
So whenever Tommy, I reproduce, it devolves.
So you you played football.
Yep.
And now you and I have talked about this.
We have.
You had an opportunity to be a long snapper.
Yes.
And you're like, no, I just want to hit people.
What? Yeah.
Long snapper. Here's the thing. So the long snapper.
I feel like you were telling me about him, and right? I didn't realize this is like this now is the face to the name.
I have
moment.
Told Jessica hey, this story. Hi. So I'm like, this guy, I think, could have played in the NFL, at least could have been drafted, could have tried out. Okay. But why didn't you want to be a long snapper? Football. So you understand, like, it's like they snap the ball.
Eagles need a new long snapper.
So real quick, so coming out of high school, I went to
Eagles need a new long snapper.
Yes, they do. And I've been talking about this since you told me. I have told this story.
Really?
This is the first time on the podcast.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This so coming out of high school, I was a long snapper, middle linebacker, but I was very small for a middle linebacker. So I was looking at Division III schools, which are, you don't get money to play. It's not as big a competition. Stonehill comes out of nowhere, says I can play linebacker. Great. But I could have also preferred walk on at Villanova and just long snapped at Villanova.
Division what?
Right.
Do your parents know this?
Yeah.
And Division I.
Your parents knew this?
They knew it.
And they were like...
I didn't get a... It's not like I had a full scholarship to Villanova.
You would have had to go to Villanova
but Division I.
Yeah. Right. And I was like, I need to... Football's my outlet. It's the 2 hours out of the day where I don't have my phone. I don't have to worry about some BS. I just can hit people
as hard as I can. You just slammed your brand new iPhone on the
It's almost an anti-millennial.
Be careful. So all the rage he needs to go to the
That's what it is. That's why he's got to hit people.
Now, Tommy, just I feel compelled to ask this. Do you think it was the number of concussions that you've had up to this point that sort of blurred your thinking a little bit?
Diagnosed concussions?
Yeah,
right. Or
yeah.
Convicted?
Do they still do smelling salt?
The Stripes reference, if you got that. Yeah, did you get that?
What? Oh, yeah.
Convicted?
Yeah. Is that Francis who does that? Who does that?
No, it was Bill Murray when they were in the recruiter's office.
Oh, right.
Is there now any crimes? Well, convictions? Oh, no, we're fine.
Let me ask you this. Do they still use smelling salt on the side? Have you ever had smelling? You've had smelling salts. Yeah. It's one of the, if I could find another thing to be addicted to, it would be getting that right in the morning.
It gives you a boost when you wake up. You're like, hey.
No, it smells awful.
No, it just hits your sinuses.
Yeah, it's not even a bad smell. It's sort of this thing that just,
it's like an intense menthol.
I've had two kind of serious concussions. Yeah. The first one was high school baseball.
I got
a fastball right to the head.
Wow.
Woke up on home plate throwing up. Like,
really
bad.
Did you take your base or did you puss out?
It was an inner squad scrimmage. So it was JV versus varsity.
Do people say that?
Snowflake.
Is that something
you better
say?
Want the first what? Base?
Puss out? That's just so yes, gross.
Poor Jessica's been grossed out pretty much for three episodes now.
Such a difficult.
Jessica, you've never heard that expression?
No.
That's so weird because I've heard that my whole life.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm
familiar with it.
Yeah, you've heard it.
Second one, sophomore year of college. It's the beginning of training camp, and it was a one-on-one drill with a linebacker and a running back. I have to pass rush the quarterback, so he has to block me. He didn't even hit me that hard. He just got me right under the chin, and I flopped like a fish, like froze and just fell.
And that hurt.
Woke up like 2 minutes later.
Really?
So I've only ever had one concussion. I was sliding on a tray down a hill, and I bumped my head on a mailbox.
On the stairs at Ithaca?
That's right. And I woke up, and I took my base, and moved on.
And that was it.
Was it like your favorite college to go to, though, and visit?
Yeah, I saw the plaque when you went to school there.
Yes.
It's Jessica Nutt, and it's just a picture of
they
you
named
giving
a
thumbs
staircase
up.
After, right?
That's right. It's the Jessica Nutt, not memorial. What would be Jessica Nutt?
Memorial's not.
That's not good.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I did walk around in Ithaca's communications building because my buddy Brian, is a movie director from there, and they have like the Hall of Fame where they have all the posters from all the movies.
Did you tell Tommy you're doing a movie?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing a movie, Tommy. That's why I'm growing a beard. Not for any other reason.
You're gonna
me and my
have
fellow linebackers are growing
movie?
Out their beards.
Yeah, I'm a lumberjack.
Beard in the movie and no shirt.
No shirt.
It's a whole
thing. Really? Don't make that face.
I see why you're.
I have a few.
That's
months.
Why he doesn't eat anymore.
Yeah. No. So
you've literally been starving yourself.
No. So I lifted heavy for the last 4 months to put on weight. So I put on about 20 pounds. Most of it, hopefully, is muscle.
Right.
And then I'm going with my. I have a trainer that I'm talking to tomorrow, and the next 3 months is just cutting with hopefully, you know, a look good on the screen with my shirt off. I wrote the scene to force myself to do it.
It's a dunk tank scene. Can I say that?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's a dunk tank scene.
I realize I have the script now, so I don't know how much I can reveal. Like, I don't want to be a spoiler.
Have you read the script?
I haven't read it yet. I'm saving it for the
But you know what's happened.
I talked about it.
I think you must have you must have planted a few seeds. You threw them out there.
Bill, I read your dream journal, and that's why I put the dunk tank scene in.
Jay in a dunk tank. That's it.
I mean, listen, you know, dreams can mean a lot of things. But no, I put myself in there because I told you in the last Hallmark movie, I was so fat. They wanted me to put on extra shirts so that people wouldn't have to see my nipples. So in this Hallmark movie, the goal is for them to request to see my nipples.
Different directors.
Yeah. No, same director. It was the woman from Hallmark came
down. Is it like one Hallmark director?
No, yeah, well, it's Brian. He's my writing partner.
Oh, all right.
So he directs them all. And he was like, no, Jay, you look good.
So wait, this is your friend that told you to put the extra shirt on?
He was like, I think you look good. And the woman from Hallmark, the producer, came down and was like, get another shirt.
Really?
Put another.
So, would you have like two T-shirts on?
One was a T-shirt, the other was a tarp. It was a FEMA tent that they cut a hole in the top of.
Was this Meet My Valentine or a different movie?
No, this is this
is that the one that made you cry?
Yeah,
Love Always Santa. Yeah, I Love Always Santa. I was fat.
I haven't seen
Love Always
Santa.
I have to see that one. Yeah, it's like a season now.
I want to see the two shirts. Now I want to see the two shirts.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you the exact scene.
Where is it? How far is it?
In my hotel room.
Because you know, I fast forward to your part.
30 seconds.
Like, I didn't watch the whole movie. You watched the movie.
Yeah.
I just fast forward. I'm like, Jay. Oh, Jay.
I watched it with my dad.
By the way, you cried. He did not. No. We'll talk about that when he comes
out. My movie premiered like around the world this year. So like,
what do you mean?
So like,
humble brag.
Yeah. Right? Well, no. Hallmark releases it the first year, and then the next year they sell it to the different secondary markets. So this year, like, we were in Germany, and like, the only reason I know is I go check online to see like the different reviews, and like there was one from like Bosnia. Is that still a country? I don't know.
You check those reviews, but you won't go on Twitter.
I wanted to see what people in like Bosnia Herzegovina were saying about my movie. So like, I wanted to buy the German DVD of my movie so that I could hear whoever they had dubbing me to see how it sounded. Because I could just imagine them being, oh, you know, like some kind of like completely off, or like some Muppety voice, like that. Like I imagine that they would go for with my voice. But I don't know.
Pretty good. It was actually not bad.
I'd like to get hired to do my own Swedish interpretation if I could.
You really should.
Yeah. But that there was the Love Always Santa about 40 minutes in. The scene is in my hotel room. And they didn't have a shirt for me. And I was like, I'll just go on my T-shirt. Because, you know, I'm in my hotel room. It would be conceivable I'd be in a T-shirt.
It would be realistic.
Yeah. And the woman from Hallmark was like, no. We want to get another shirt. Oh. Let's get another shirt on you. And I was like, oh, why? And she goes, you look better layered. You're a layered guy. And I was like,
really? So at least she was polite about it.
Oh, you know what? Though?
Did you get the sign, though? That euphemism
slammed down on me.
Is that worse?
Not since Helena Ziblikevich in high school said, but you're a different kind of funny than the one I'm looking for, Jay.
Like the ones that make me laugh.
We were sitting in economics class and she said, I'm looking for? Funny guy. And I went, I make you laugh so hard you fall off your chair.
Comedian.
And she was like, yeah, different funny though, Jay. And I was like, oh, I get it. Good looking funny. I get it. I'll just be cartwheeling out of the room now. Thank you. Listen, you got to learn a lot of hard lessons in life, kids. That's dad's job. We make you, we give you rides, and then we tell you everything sucks in your life. That's the lesson you got to learn. Enjoy. Have a Wellbutrin on me.
See, this is why, Tommy, it usually devolves into therapy for Jay.
That's what these podcasts are for.
Right? This is what's happening right now. Now it's slight depression, and we're going to just bring them right back.
Of course I'm depressed. I realize me and Tommy can't kiss. We both have beards. So I'm very depressed.
Velcro.
Where do you get the Velcro from? How does that pop in your head?
I am agreeing with you, Bill.
Right?
Well, I'm just thinking about, like, you know, what is Velcro?
Can you guys just do cheek to cheek just to, like...
Absolutely not.
Jessica wants to know if the Velcro... Like, Jessica wants to do Mythbusters on the Velcro.
I'm
pretty sure it doesn't work.
Yeah, now you put that image in my head. I'm not going cheek to cheek.
Everyone is now thinking that same thing. Do we have any Velcro?
Why would I know if you have Velcro?
I don't know, but if we had Velcro, we could test that.
I'm just imagining we could test actual Velcro.
Velcro on beard? Yeah.
Do you guys remember?
Wouldn't that hurt?
Do you have relatives? I don't know. I mean, at Christmas?
Are you guys?
I feel like I want to find some Velcro.
Bill, you're old enough for this.
Have you ever had your beard stick to someone?
Do you guys remember Big Red commercials? Kiss a little longer. It's like two people kissing. And then they would be like, they wouldn't stop. I picture you could do a new one set at a gay wedding. With and beers. It's like now you may kiss the groom. And they're kissing. And they're like, all right, it's you like can Velcro, stop kissing right? the groom. And they can't. They try to pull apart and they can't. It's like big red.
Let me just say this. Don't make this the plot for your next movie.
I you know what? I just pitched it to Hallmark. Big red.
I'm thinking Hallmark's not. I'm thinking Hallmark is a whole different genre.
He could be a big Scandinavian guy and he's got a giant red beard. And how does he sound? They all call him Big Red. He's like, hold the wonder. He's like, I want to marry you.
Jay is wearing the same t-shirt since last time I saw him.
Wait, oh, yeah. It's my
Hallmark just t-shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had this on.
What is it? I'd rather be watching Hallmark Christmas movies.
How have you not given us t-shirts?
Was it? Oh, I didn't. I got this as a gift from my aunt. I guess I could get you a t-shirt.
Oh, I thought like they gave that out to all the Hallmark directors and writers.
No, what do you think? We're getting union minimum, Bill. I'm lucky I get a Pop-Tart at the craft services, let alone a free t-shirt.
Do you have a trailer?
You do get a trailer, yeah.
Do you get food? Location, you food in
you
the
get,
trailer?
You get free food. And it's very nice.
I mean, it's good work if you can get it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I remember.
So the script is 107 pages.
It is. Yes.
Now, I just read the 429 pages of the tax bill.
Oh, yes.
So I'm feeling like I can get through this.
Mine has far fewer plot holes. Right. I can tell you, I wasn't up till 2 o'clock in the morning handwriting notes on this, trying to get it through. I didn't have to appeal to the good people of Texas to make this happen.
Oh, boy, Jay.
Well, there's a lot more compromise in a tax bill than in a Hollywood movie.
Really?
It would be weird if politics didn't come up.
It would be really weird.
It
does come up. It's Jay's fault.
I love having conversations with Bill, so I understand what's happening in the rest of the world.
I agree.
I'm in a little bubble. I don't want to be in my bubble.
Let's, for a minute, just some scheduling. So, Wednesday, 2 weeks ago, you're on the radio. No, 3 weeks ago now.
I'm filling in for you.
You're shadowing.
Because
you're
going
to fill in for me.
Yep, I want to see what you
do.
So
we need to do a podcast promo. So can you call?
Yeah, call in.
When?
Tomorrow, 3 weeks ago.
Sure.
Excellent.
Can I ask
should we
a question?
Do 9? We should do 8:30.
Bill, I'm actually very nervous because why? I'm going to be myself and just talk about things. And I realize that your audience might be tuning in to be here. Like, I want to hear some good things about the tax bill.
We're going to talk about it tomorrow. We're going to set this up.
Okay. Because you got to
just be yourself.
Well, no, you got to introduce me. But
it's easy.
By the way, Jessica, that was the same advice I've got my whole life. Is being myself really what I should be doing in any given situation?
It's hard to be yourself, but
I agree.
But see, but that's the problem. I'm always myself, Jessica, and it never works
out for
me.
It's hard being Jay.
Life
is tough for Jay.
Listening.
What about you, Tommy? Is it hard to be Tommy?
I enjoy my life. I'm a very positive
guy.
You're doing
all right.
Yeah.
So wait, why are you going to Notre Dame?
He's suffering from concussion, post-concussion syndrome. He doesn't know.
And you never had a concussion.
Was that?
You've definitely had concussions.
I've forgotten.
Right. Nice. So CTE.
Right. I remember some. Excuse me 1 second. That's Jerry.
You really going to answer that?
Yes, I may have to go in tonight.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Jerry. How are you?
All right.
He's got to go in and cut a pro tax promo.
Oh.
I'm going to just say this so far as I saw the Steve Jobs movie. Did you see that movie?
Not the one with or without Ashton Kutcher.
I watched that one
I've seen that one.
Yeah. No, the one that was.
The next Steve Jobs one came out later, right?
Yes. It's
right.
With,
the first one was with Ashton Kutcher.
The Aaron Sorkin one that
okay,
he wrote,
I haven't seen it.
The thing and okay. It's with the big penis guy.
Who's that?
What's his name? He was Magneto. He's what? Magneto in the new movies, the new X-Men movies. He was just in Michael Fassbender. That's right, Fassbender. Guy's got
an
enormous.
And he's known
wiener.
For having a big,
enormous wiener. Wow. He was in the movie Shame, where he played a sex addict, and in that movie he does full frontal, and he's hung like a bull.
And
moose.
It's really him.
I mean, I assume. I mean, I don't think. I mean, I.
Is that a stand-in?
It's. I don't think so.
Long like a bull moose.
But like that's every time I see him now, it's just like, oh, it's a big wiener guy, and he's a good-looking dude and a good actor, so it's not fair. I mean, he should have to deal with.
Is there such thing as too big?
I would imagine. I mean, I imagine there's a level that could be reached where you're just like, you know, splitting
people
in half.
You guys
going to
Velcro it up right now?
No, just yeah. I'm not answering.
I mean, if you're at the point where you're playing pickup softball with it, yeah, it's probably too big. You're probably going to hurt somebody real bad with that. I'll say this. Michael Fassbender in that movie, Steve Jobs, they're asking him why there's, you know, through the whole movie, the through line is what's wrong with you. You know, you break people, you hurt yourself, you're a rotten person. And in the end of the movie, he tells his daughter, he goes, I was just made poorly. right? Because the whole thing is about design, you know, Steve Jobs. And he probably never saw that. I was in the movie theater watching it. I like that line struck me so hard. I wept. Like if I had a beard, it would have been so.
That's a movie you're not expecting to cry.
No,
in.
You don't expect. You expect it to be like, you know, oh look, the iPhone. What a great idea.
The number one movie you don't expect to cry in, and then you watch it is Click.
With Adam Sandler.
Oh yeah.
I did not expect to bawl my eyes out at the end with his father.
Just think about it.
Oh,
I cried on the way over when my son made me go.
It's a comedy. It's another Adam Sandler funny movie. Boom. At the end of the movie, you're sobbing.
But it's one of those things where I go, oh, made poorly. I get you, Steve Jobs. I get you.
All right. Well, I think you should be yourself. But this even if you have to cry through the whole 4 hours of radio.
I am myself. I'm going to be myself. I'm looking forward to seeing how they respond to me. Because Bill, he attracts a different demographic.
When you got morning drive, a lot of people are going to be on the roads. That's right. So.
And most of the people that enjoy me are mental patients, drug addicts. these are not people that are awake that early in the morning.
Yeah, right? Well, I mean, it's the day after Christmas.
Gay guys with beards.
So any of the bosses will not be awake listening because they'll all be still sleeping.
Hopefully my crowd will be up late from Christmas.
Still partying.
Well, not partying, but recovering from the fist fight that they had with their stepfather at Christmas. Not 95% of the people that enjoy my comedy.
I'm so glad you're going to miss that this year.
Listen. I create in people the urge to fight their stepfathers. I'm excited. I'm a little upset because I'm going to miss my family's Christmas. Because
you're excited you're going
to
miss it?
No. So I'm upset about this. I do Christmas Day, and then the 26th, I have to come here. And my extended family all gets together on the 26th. So I'm going to have to miss.
Oh, really?
So what I was thinking was I would just have them turn on the radio. And then
them come in.
Come in, like Seth Meyers brings his family in and just have it here in the station.
Podcast?
Yeah, his family does Christmas on the 26th.
That's good. Yeah. I heard you, Bill.
Thank you. Don't have to come in? I'm just celebrating that little victory.
Were they able to cobble together?
Do you feel good right now?
I feel really good right now, and I'm just sharing it with
Were you close to going in?
Yes. It was Diane Doctor texting Jerry saying it's going to be a late night.
The 30-second, phrase you used that sealed the deal that you did not have to go in.
I explained
that you're
Jerry,
not celebrating.
I'm drunk. All right, let me tell you how. So, yes, I am completely hammered to get onto TV. No, I said I went through the parliamentary procedure that the Senate just went through, and I walked Jerry through what they're doing to change the bill.
He understood.
So basically, it's so complicated that he's like, "There's no way that's good for TV."
Right. And that,
it's like,
you, ladies and gentlemen, America, how you doing?
That's way too confusing.
Wait, hold on. Just screw it. Just let it.
That's too much. You can't put that in a soundbite. So anyway, cheers.
So we can do one more episode.
Yeah. So who is, we're over. So just to wrap up, Seth Meyers is coming in?
No. Jessica said, my family does their extended Christmas on the 26th. I can't make it because I'll be filling in for you, Bill Spadia. So Jessica said,
you do Christmas on the 26th?
Well, I do Christmas with my family on the 25th, but then the extent, we all meet at my mother-in-law's for all
of Tuesday.
The, yeah. Well, they're all teachers. They're all off.
Oh, God. They're off all month?
Yeah. They're off from now. A lot of people don't know this till 2022. And the union.
They get incremental raises every quarter.
The union negotiated but they pay $2
Both
more.
Both of my parents are educated. My dad's a superintendent and my mom's a.
Oh, my God.
My mom's a kindergarten teacher. Oh, yeah.
In Jersey. So I have done a couple shows on that. So another personal. Yeah,
of course.
Another personal. Yeah. The superintendent's driving me crazy.
She just waves the newspaper at you and says, "Give this to Spadia. Make him read it."
Well, there was the one post where it was, "This is every superintendent's salary."
Do you like that?
And it was West Long Branch and Shore Regional, Tom Farrell.
But I don't think I called them out by name.
No.
Were you reading?
Because then we'd have to go out front. And
I get it. But I hear you've had a lot of concussions, so I feel like I got an edge.
You know, I'm going to forget all about this tomorrow.
You know what? You guys just went out front.
You guys are friends. You guys are friends.
Oh, I don't remember. Yeah. We went out front.
I already kicked your ass, Bobby, so it's over. All right, so we're out of time. Jessica's giving me the rap sign.
Me?
Oh, I could just tell. I could tell the vibe.
She could
stop record and we'll just keep talking. To the time.
I know.
Tom, we've got to have you back. So when are you back in town?
I go back to school. Like I said, I'm going back the day after Christmas. I'll be home spring break.
All right, so we'll do it.
When are you going to Notre Dame?
The day after Christmas.
Oh,
when Jay so celebrates,
so we can do a special call-in podcast.
You could call us.
That would be a fun one to do
from Notre Dame.
Yeah, but we're not going to be recording until later.
How long are you there?
I'm there from the 26th to the 14th
of January.
Yeah, and then I start.
Wait, where are you on the 15th?
Syracuse.
Oh, so you go right back to Syracuse.
Right.
Oh.
Who's on second?
That doesn't help us. I was thinking Millens. I'm thinking Millens.
Oh, okay.
So in that email that I didn't read, which I will read after this podcast 2 weeks ago,
right?
Tommy's name is on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming. I don't know because I didn't read it.
No.
But when I read it, so, when I read it, we're going to have to strike it, though.
That's it. You're out, Tommy. Hey, Tommy, when you're in Damn. Notre Dame, you know that sign that says play like a champion today?
Yes.
We have a sign that says play like, yeah. today. And we all tap it right before we come into the podcast.
You know what I'll do? I'll see if my cousin can let me in the locker room. I'll get some tape. I'll write MEH over
champion. All right. Where are you on Twitter?
@ Tommy Farrell Jr. Junior.
Tommy Farrell, two F's.
Yes.
No, two L's.
Two R's, two L's.
Two F's. Two R's. Sorry.
TommyFarrellJr.
And I'm @ Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica @ Chasing Jess Nutt.
I'm Jessica Nutt.
And find Jay somewhere.
@ beardkisser.com.
Can we not make that the title of this?
Beard Kisser?
It has to be.
Velcro equals beard?
Can we not?
Right.
Can we not?
Stuck Bye. On Tommy.
See you next time.